dun 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 dun. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I'm gonna be a part of it. Big Bear, Big Bear. The Big Bear. We're going to Big Bear City! Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and this week, I know you're thinking. You're like, I thought we were doing the chat. I thought you were all back in on the big chapter books. I thought you were all back in the saddle, geared up to finish off them big chapter books. You did the computer book, and then you were like, hey, everybody, we're going to finish up the big chapter books finally. And then you did a book about tricycles, and now it doesn't seem like you're talking about it. That's right. We're not talking about a big chapter book this week. We are talking about yet another peek-aboard book. This is a lift and peek-aboard book. I don't know. Okay, so the peek-aboard book, Yike Yike, Where's My Trike? The peek-aboard books, Yike Yike, Where's My Trike? Was a game changer in board book technology. It was not a lift the flat book. We've done lift the flat books. It was a peek-aboard book, which meant that you didn't have to actually do anything yourself. You just turned the page and a lying window tricked you into thinking you knew what came next. So I was excited to experience that again, that thrill again. And I was like, oh boy, another peek-aboard book. But this is a lift and peek-aboard book. And actually the lift and part of the lift and peek-aboard book is drawn as if it was added late. Like the logo looks like they stuck the words lift and on, like intentionally. It's supposed to look like that. And the words lift and are lifting up. But this is clearly an addition to the peek-aboard book universe. And what we're left with is it's a lift the flap. It's just a lift the flap book. They thought they could trick. They peek-aboarded us. We looked ahead through the peek-a-board hole and thought we were seeing another peek-a-board book, but then we turned the page and what is it? It's just a lift the flap book. Sister, it's just a lift the flap book. So what is this faux peek-a-board book? Well, first of all, I do want to remind everyone that the game of peekaboo is a source of never-ending delight to small children. On each spread of this bright, sturdy board book, there's a flap for a child to lift. A flap for a child to lift, not a peekaboo or peekaboo hole. Beneath it is an object or character peekaboo, like the game that inspired it. The lift and peek-aboard book will provide many hours of entertainment. Many hours for children and their parents. If you enjoyed this lift and peek-aboard book, look for other wonderful titles in your series. So this week, let's make sure that if this episode does not go on for many hours, you know that they have lied. So this is 1996. The Berenstain Bears in Big Bear City. And why did I sing you that lovely rendition of a popular standard at the top of the show? Because clearly Big Bear City, as we have experienced throughout this entire show, Big Bear City is the Berenstain Bears universe equivalent of our New York City. Not only because it's a big city, but because it maintains this sort of mythology, this mythological presence in the Bears' lives. It is the place where you go to get anything. Like, they love their town. But Big Bear City contains multitudes. And not only that, but Big Bear City has an unusual name, not unlike New York City. It stands out. I don't know how to describe it. But Big Bear is, it has two words and the same amount of letters per word. Big Bear, 3 and 4, just like New York, 3 and 4. I don't have anything else to add to it. Part of me wanted to do a history of New York City for this one. I was like, you know what? I'm not going anywhere. Let's lay it all out. Here we go. History of the full five. Let's start with the Dutch. But I've kind of covered the Dutch a little bit in the history of Jump Rope and also history of Santa Claus. So we don't need to go there again. B, that's more than this book asks for. Not more than it deserves, but more than it asks for. It doesn't demand a history of New York City. Big Bear City. So what is this book? What is this lift and peek aboard book? Well, we start off, we don't ever even set foot in Bear Town in this book. How's that make you feel, folks? We never set foot in Bear Town. Instead, we get off the train to Big Bear City. So they're arriving by train. So is I don't know much about anything, but I do know that if you're taking a day trip into New York City, there are a limited number of places that you could be arriving from by train. If you like, you're not coming from California if you're just taking a day trip and you're arriving by train. That's not it. So the bears live within train traveling distance of Big Bear City. Now, if I were just to do a quick search and I searched day trips to New York City by train, it's going to be a much more difficult search than I had anticipated. I thought I could look up day trips to New York by train, and it would give me like, here's like the most common ones. No, the internet doesn't work that way. It's trying to sell me tickets to New York, and I don't want to go to New York. I mean, I do want to go to New York, but I don't want to go to New York right now. But I'm going to assume there's a limited number of places you could get to New York. And if you're listening to this and you know a lot about New York and you're yelling at me like, there's actually a lot of places. Yes, I know there's probably a lot of places, but it's still limited. It's not infinite. It's not anywhere in the United States is the point I'm making. They live within train distance of Big Bear City. That's the only point I'm trying to make. So they're arriving by train. It's at an external train station. So they're outside. Says their ride from Beartown was lots of fun. Just a reminder, they live in Beartown. Ride from Beartown was lots of fun. Now our city visit has just begun. So our first lift to the flap is actually a set of exit doors, which is funny because they're outside. So there's these two giant doors and they're labeled exit. And they lead, so they're out, they're on the train platform, which is clearly out of doors. You see lights above them. You see the blue sky. You see an outdoor light. You go through a door marked exit, and it takes you to stairs that are then, you're still outside. Like, it just seems weird. You're just going through a wall, basically. It's just a wall with stairs leading. You don't need the doors there, I guess, is my point. But you open these doors, and through is a building. It's like a red brick building, and on top is a giant sign that says, "Welcome to Big Bear City." They rolled out the welcome mat for everyone visiting. And as you would come to expect from out-of-town tourists, what's the first thing they do? You turn the page. They go to the big city. The first thing they do is they hit the mall, which we know it's been established. If you want to go to the mall in Beartown, you have to drive to Big Bear City. It's a drive. And that's not unlike when I lived in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And if you wanted to go to a mall, like a big mall, we had malls, but they were small malls. If you wanted to go to the mall, the big mall, you had to drive to Albuquerque. And that was an hour away. So lots of stores galore. Everywhere you look, a store. And this isn't, okay, so the previous page was them outside, exiting to the outside. This is, the bears are looking at mall stores. There's like a jewelry store and then a toy store, an electronic store right next to it. And there's there's a bunch of bears bustling around, and there's what looks like an interior. It looks like you're inside, but then you notice there's a sky and then there's the doors to the mall. And that's not how malls don't have external windows like this, unless they are separate stores. But these are clearly meant to be stores in the mall that you can see from out, and one looks like it even has a door. I don't understand. But you open the mall doors, big double doors, and you see yet another toy store, a music store, and then a bunch of bears bustling around. There's some escalators behind these doors, even more. So they make a day trip to their New York equivalent. First thing they do is they hit the mall, which, okay, fine. It's a thing to do. But when it comes to crowds, Big Bear City takes the prize, with bears of every shape and size. And the irony, of course, being that while yes, their sizes are different, these bears are all clearly the same shape. These bears are clearly the same models. We have Mama, Papa, sister, and brother. Papa's carrying sister. We have two bears, looks like a mother and a daughter, dressed the same. They're wearing like fashionable sweaters. They're wearing headbands, so you know they're fashionable. But they're wearing it looks like designer purses around their necks, like with the purses in front of them, clearly to keep them free of purse snatcher. And stirrup pants, so you know they're fancy. There's a guy with a really nice hat. There's a woman walking a Scotty dog. There's a man listening to a boombox, because we know that's what happens in cities. Guys walk around with boomboxes on their shoulders. There's like a frumpy older gentleman with a newspaper, a guy wearing headphones. It's like an older couple walking by. And you see the entrance of a subway, or the exit of a subway, entrance, exit. And there's a bear in a ball cap coming up, and it says subway. When you lift the subway flap, it says, and in the subway down below, more bears going to and fro. And then there's a sign pointing to the uptown and a sign pointing to downtown. Also giving more credence to the fact that this is New York City, because this is a very New York inspired subway stop. It looks like New York, or the bear country equivalent of New York. Clearly, it wasn't named after York in England or Amsterdam in Amsterdam. So however this city evolved, this city by the sea, the city that never sleeps, it evolved in a different way. And they decided that instead of naming it after a European town, they were going to name it after the largest thing they could think of, which is a big bear. Maybe it's because of the big bear statue in their harbor. We don't know. Also, we don't ever see their Statue of Liberty in this one. I know we've seen it before in other books, but not in this one. So, and on the cover, I should point out, on the cover, they're looking at Big Bear City. It looks like it has to be from a ferry. They don't ever go on a ferry, but it has to be from a ferry. The distance they're at, and there's water in front of them. You see what is clearly the Empire State Building. You also see what is clearly one of the Twin Towers. It looks very much like it's supposed to be the World Trade Center, but there's only one tower. And I'm okay, so there was a World Trade Center in Big Bear City, but it was only one tower. Well, I just find that fascinating. Mama, Papa, look over there. Isn't that a bird? Okay, so now we are back to yet another indication that this is a tourist. They're visitors in New York. Because what did they do that is very much a tourist thing to do? They find an eatery that is exactly like the eateries back home, be it a TGI Fridays or a McDonald's, what have you. And they go there to eat. Even though the city offers up, clearly they're in the shot, there is a bakery. It's just called Bakery. But Sister says, isn't that a Burger Bear? There is, yes, Sister, a Burger Bear restaurant. I really need a burger, please. One with pickles and lots of cheese. And they go into the chain restaurant and order a burger. Now, I know that people complain. Okay, I understand. If you're in New York for a long time or any strange city and you start getting that like antsiness, like I just want something a little familiar. So even though you're like, I can get this back home, you still go into that chain restaurant. You go into that chain store because it lets your brain settle down for a second. Here's something predictable. And then you go but they're in town for a day. In town, just ask your friends from Big Bear City, what's a good place to eat that I can take the family? They'll tell you. You don't have to just go into the first fast food restaurant. In any case, they could have gone into the bakery next door. They didn't. They go into Burger Bear. So look, Madame Berceau's Wax Museum. And I don't know what part of town they're in. There's a palm reader, and then right next to it, Madame Berceau's Wax Museum, Famous Bears of History. There's also a trash can right in front with what's clearly an empty wine bottle in it. So, you know, they're taking a good walk through the city, and they're about to hit the Wax Museum, as you do. Madame Berceau. Now, we have met Madame Berceau. She was in one of the chapter books in the Wax Museum. Casey Gallion was my guest, and Madame Berceau was opening a wax museum in Bear Town. And what's interesting is that when you go into the bear, so you open up the door, Famous Bears of His. Oh yeah, and the big bear, the Burger Bear, lift the flap, you open the door to the Burger Bear, and there's just an employee behind the counter and like a wall of French fries. So you open the door to the Wax Museum, Famous Bears of History, you see Queen Elizabeth, Genghis Bear, or Genghis Bear, I guess it's the proper pronunciation, and Black Bear the Pirate, which I believe are the same bears you saw in the big chapter book, except a little more elaborate. At least Genghis Bear is. He looks a lot different than the one in the Wax Museum. You don't actually see them in the Wax Museum, because the next you turn the page, suddenly it's night. It's time to leave Big Bear City. What a shame. What a pity. And we get a shot of them on the train, leaving at night. And it says, it's nice to visit, it's nice to roam, but it's also nice to head back home. Brother has a balloon that says Big Bear City. Sister's asleep, brother's asleep. They're all very tired. Tuckered out, it may be. There's a bag. It seems they have gone shopping. We don't know what they bought. We don't see them with a bag. We don't see them with bags in any of the pictures. So we don't know when and where they bought anything. But Papa's so tired, he has his traveling hat off. Mama's still wearing her traveling. And then they leave. This is a short book. It's a very short book. And it's nicely illustrated. I don't know who did the illustrations, but the bears don't seem quite as wonky as they did in Yike Yike, Where's My Trike? But yeah, it's a fine, but it's clearly out of print. You'd have to buy this thing used, but I'm not going to, you know. It's if you're looking for a clever board book for a tiny, tiny kid who likes to lift the flap, but doesn't want anything too surprising. When you get to the other side of that flap, you could do a lot worse than the Berenstain Bears in Big Bear City. I don't have a whole lot to add to this book. There's nothing really to say. The Berenstain Bears relationship with Big Bear City has always been a source of fascination for me. I find it intriguing that the Berenstains chose to juxtapose Beartown with Big Bear City, but not always necessarily in a negative light. Like, it's simply the other, it's simply another place to go for the Berenstain Bears, for the Bear family. So it's neat. It's the temptation would be to demonize it, show it as kind of a dangerous place, but it's not. It's just, it is simply a location in Bear World, and you know, that's it. Berenstain Bears in Big Bear City. I do have a question I want to address from one of our listeners. One of our listeners wrote in, and his name is Steven. He said, I have a question. He has a question. I had a question about the weasels from, you know, the weasels from primarily from the Bear Scouts books, but they were characters in the 1985 animated series. What is the deal with the weasels? Bad guys. Are they just run-of-the-mill bad guys? Are they conquerors who want to take the land for themselves to get rich? Are they symbolic of the corruption of Bear Country? Are they land developers? What gives? If they're all about money, how are they going to get money? By selling the land back to the bears or other weasels? And that is a question that I posed in my live show, in my one man show, was the notion of these. The bears always have impediments to their happiness or impediments to their success or their plans, and they're usually brought on by themselves, their own flaws, their own foibles. But the Saturday morning show and introduced the notion of adversaries to the Berenstain Bears world with Raffish Ralph and with the weasels. Now, Raffish Ralph was more of a local who caused trouble. He was your necessary fly in your ointment. He was a member of the town. He was a member of the community who was a disruptor. He was a bad guy, but he had a soft place in his heart for the Cubs, and the Bears kind of understood that Ralph's position in their community was that of the troublemaker, but that they needed Ralph to be the troublemaker so that they could demonstrate to him their own kindness and forgiveness, and also demonstrate to him how to be a good citizen. That's how I always interpreted Ralph anyway. Like, he was kind of like the Too Tall and his gang exists. You need the gang of school toughs, school bullies, to juxtapose to the other kids, and to also show the other kids, you know, what not to do, and also to show so you can show the kids demonstrating compassionate behavior to the bullies. That's how I always read it. That these villains per se, who exist within the community, structurally need to be there in order to give the rest of the community someone to not only rub against but also educate into the ways of being a better member of your own community. That's how I interpret. And that the weasels, to me, represent an external threat. They are not members of the community. They are not there to be educated or to be brought under your wing. The weasels are, you know, for better or worse, an unfixable problem. The only way the weasels can be bested is by beating them, is by thwarting them constantly. As the cartoon shows, and as the chapter book show, the weasels are unbeatable. They will always kind of be there. They have been there for so long that they exist as mythological creatures to the bears. No one believes they actually exist, even though they are always attempting to overthrow Bear Country. Their motivations are always murky. As they were created for the Saturday morning cartoon, their motivations remain firmly in the realm of Saturday morning cartoon villains, which is they want to take over because they're the bad guys, and that's what they do. They are Skeletor. They are the Shredder. They are Dr. Claw. They are Primeval. They are just villains who are there to be more villainous than Ralph. Ralph will always get a slap on the wrist, but the weasels are trying to actually kill the bears. They attempt to get Big Paw to kill the cubs. They attempt to install weapons into a pumpkin to kill all the... They are agents of chaos, and they want to rid the land of the bears so that they can rule it. And I don't know why. I don't know what their end game is, and except insofar as to say, I don't think they know what their end game is. Weasel McGree is the leader. How long has he been the leader? We don't know. But we know he's been leader long enough that all the other weasels defer to him. He's a little bit like the Gnome King from the Oz books. He lives underground. He has servants. And he would love nothing more than to overthrow the leader of the land. But what he actually wants out of that, no one knows. He seems pretty comfortable underground. And that's what Weasel Maximum Greed is kind of like, too. The Weasels have their own society, a giant warren underground. They don't need Beartown. They have been living, obviously, quite well underneath the ground and seem to prefer living under the ground. I don't know. I don't think it's about money. They are definitely not land developers. They are simply adversaries. And the Bears, I guess, need them in order to have a boogeyman to believe in and something to tell their children when they want them to behave right before they tuck them in it. That's my take on the Weasels. I don't know if Mike has a take on the Weasels. They weren't his creation. And whenever I've asked him questions about deeper meanings behind the characters, he usually shrugs his shoulders and is like, that's far deeper thought than anyone has ever given to any of these characters. So I'm going to leave it at that. And I'm going to leave this at here. This has been Deep in Bear Country. This was the Berenstain Bears in Big Bear City from 1996. If you want a copy of it, you have to order it used online. My copy was just a couple of dollars. I'm sure you can find a copy for a couple of dollars as well. You can find me online. I'm at berensteinbearcast.org. You can find me on Twitter at bstainbearcast. Or if you want to talk to me, you can find me at pcoreygonzalez on Twitter. You can write to me at berensteinbearcast@email.com. Yes. No, Jeep. Okay. berensteinbearcast@gmail.com. If you want to write. If you don't, don't. It's a free country, and you can do, you know, more or less what you want when it comes to listening to podcasts. If you enjoyed this podcast, leave a review wherever you leave podcast reviews. Apple Podcasts or other places. Stitcher, is that still in existence? I don't think you can review Spotify podcasts, but if you get it in your mind to leave me a podcast review, I would appreciate it. And otherwise, you know, I've been doing this show for over almost 6 years. Tell your friends about it. There's a backlog of episodes. Some of them are really good. Some of them are not so good. Just like days. Some are good, some are bad. However your day finds you, I hope it's a good one. Even if it's a bad one. I hope it turns good. And if I can't wait till we're allowed to just go to New York again and just hang out in New York. There's people who live in New York who I haven't seen ever, but I know them. So once all this is said and done, I'm going to come to New York because I want to meet some people and hang out with my family and my extended family. I miss the big city. I miss our Big Bear City. Can't wait to see it again. All right, well, thanks for listening, and I'll see you all next time deep in Bear Country.